For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Police say it was a 17-year-old student who opened fire inside an art classroom at Santa Fe High School in Texas Friday, killing 9 students and 1 teacher.
The alarm started going off, and we stayed there for a while until the SWAT found us.
30 minutes after the first call, the shooting was over, but the threat was not. School District Police Chief Walter Braun.
There have been explosive devices found in the high school and surrounding areas adjacent to the high school.
The devices included pressure cookers and pipe bombs. Police say the 17-year-old suspected gunman, Demetrius Pergorchis, is a student at Santa Fe High. Another person has been detained as a person of interest. There's no word yet on a motive, and 10 people were also wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WARN to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle gazed into each other's eyes at the altar in St. George's Chapel to celebrate their transatlantic union in front of hundreds of celebrity guests and millions of viewers around the world. The American actress arrived to a fanfare and walked down the aisle accompanied part of the way by Prince Charles and by 10 children, including 4-year-old Prince George and 3-year-old Princess Charlotte. As they stood at the altar, Harry said to Meghan, "You look amazing." A host of celebrities and athletes, including Oprah Winfrey, Elton John, George and Amal Clooney, Serena Williams, James Corden, and many others arrived in the bright sunshine at Windsor for the ceremony. Prior to the festivities, Queen Elizabeth honored them with new titles, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Harry's grandfather, 96-year-old Prince Philip, attended the ceremony despite his recent hip replacement surgery. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A possible terror attack is foiled in France, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
French officials say they have foiled what could have been a deadly terrorist attack in their nation using either deadly ricin or explosives, and they've arrested 2 Egyptian-born brothers before they could strike. The interior minister says they'd been tracking extremist activity on social networks. Details of the circumstances of their arrests not released. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
North Korea's withdrawal from friendly engagement with the United States and South Korea doesn't change China's North Korea policy, according to Beijing's foreign ministry. Ministry spokesman Liu Kang told South Korean news agency Yonhap that China stands firm on its policy of engagement with North Korea. During a meeting with NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg, Trump said Xi could be influencing Kim Jong-un. Liu said the Chinese government welcomes Trump's statement opposing a Libya model of denuclearization for North Korea. China has continued to pursue engagement with North Korea following a second summit between Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping last week. Pyongyang's state-controlled news agency, KCNA, reported Friday, a Chinese cultural delegation visited Pyongyang to meet with North Koreans at arts academies and universities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.